Mix Blitz 10 songs in a row, commercial free with Pantai Hospital. Some fat faves. Today, I got handsome Dr. Rizal bin Asidi. He's a general surgeon from Pantai Hospital, Manjung, to talk to us about colorectal cancer. Dr. Rizal, what is colorectal cancer and how is it caused?
Okay, colorectal cancer is also known as bowel cancer and colon cancer. As the name implies, it refers to the development of cancer in the colon or rectum. Actually, the disease takes root in the form of polyps, which is appear when cells lining to the colon experience abnormal growth. This can become cancerous over time, spreading to the rest of the colon wall, surrounding blood vessel and the other part of the body. In Malaysia, colorectal cancer is the most common type of cancer among men and the second most common among women. Warning signs of the condition include changing bowel habits, blood in stool, abdominal pain, weight loss, anemia, and intestinal obstruction.
Okay, Dr. Rizal, I got a whole lot of people who are really interested to find out more. I got more questions for you, but first, let's check out this song. Mixed with Aisha Rod Prem in the mornings in today's best music, I've got Dr. Rizal bin Asidi, a general surgeon from Pantai Hospital, Manjung, here with me. Dr. Rizal, who is at risk of colorectal cancer and can it be prevented?
Colorectal cancer carries a number of risk factors. Some are within your control while others are not. Examples of risk factors that you can change are obesity or excess weight, physical inactivity, certain type of diets, smoking, and heavy alcohol use. This can be kept at bay with the relevant lifestyle changes. Risk factors that are beyond your control are aging, a personal history of colorectal polyps or colorectal cancer, a personal history of inflammatory bowel disease, a family history of colorectal cancer or adenomatous polyp, and rare hereditary syndrome linked to the disease like Peutz-Jeghers syndrome. Regardless, one should attend regular screenings for colorectal cancer as it one of the most powerful method of preventing the disease. If you are 45 years old and above, you should start getting screened.
The Mix Blitz 10 songs in a row, commercial free with Pantai Hospital. Some fat faves. With me is Dr. Rizal Asidi, a general surgeon from Pantai Hospital, Manjung. Dr. Rizal, how is colorectal cancer treated?
Treatment may begin upon accurate diagnosis of the disease. This is done via colonoscopy and biopsy, followed by a CT scan of the thorax, abdomen, and pelvis. Treatment for colorectal cancer is largely based on the stage of the cancer, but other factors can also be important. People with colorectal cancer that have not spread to the distant site would usually undergo surgery as the main or first treatment. Chemotherapy may also be used after your trip to the operating theatre. This is also known as adjuvant treatment and may be given for 6 months. There are 5 stages of colorectal cancer. At stage 0 to 2, only partial colectomy may be needed. At stage 3, the patient may additionally require adjuvant chemotherapy after partial colectomy. In most cases of stage 4, however, surgery is unlikely to produce a curative effect. Nevertheless, surgery may still be needed if the cancer is blocking the colon. Another option is to place a stent into the colon during a colonoscopy to keep it open.
Thank you, Dr. Rizal bin Asidi. Don't forget, Doctor On Call happens every Thursday, 3 p.m. right here on the Mix Blitz.